We're talking.
Now is it recording? Oh my god. I missed that whole fucking section.
Way to
fuck.
The one coming out the 25th, December 25th, is called Jesus is Born.
Jesus, okay.
Another gospel. We'll see how the one coming out tonight goes.
Jesus. You know. I mean, he already debuted it, didn't he? Michigan?
He's shown it in Michigan, New York, and somewhere else.
How long
Chicago.
Have you been listening to Kanye?
I'm not like a huge avid listener, but I do enjoy his stuff. I'll listen when it comes out.
Tell you what, he knows how to release an album.
He knows how to build some anticipation.
Yeah.
Destruction of the spirit of the people of southern Louisiana and Mississippi may end up being the most tragic loss of all.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
Nice.
That was like during Katrina, I think.
George Bush doesn't care
about black people. You want to see when goes through some Kanye?
I mean,
clips?
That's isn't that fitting for Halloween? It's kind of scary situations.
He thinks he's gonna be president one day. He said that.
Wasn't he supposed to be running in 2020
with The Rock?
He's not old enough.
Is he not? I thought he was like in his 40s.
Kanye?
Well, he was gonna be running in 2016. And he wasn't old.
Oh, enough. Really?
Yeah.
Jesus. Jesus. Good luck, buddy.
Meat, veggies, put that in a soup. We're talking beef stew.
Chris, we gotta record.
Get what you fucking deserve.
Right. We gotta record your intro. I'm tired of hearing myself.
Oh, just where I'm doing it?
Yeah.
I like the one I did for Caitlin.
Oh, the potato soup.
Yeah.
Wait, which one?
Potato soup.
You found us a clip for hers.
Yeah. So what's the first topic about?
Well, I know we wanted to talk about Star Wars and Last of Us real quick because we're recording this episode late.
Let's do Last of Us first. So,
and then we're going to talk about spooky stuff.
Yeah, but Jack, you haven't beat it, right?
Here.
Right.
So how far did you get?
Oh, shit, I forgot.
Yeah, I was trying to save you.
The girl that they were with just got bit, and they're leaving her behind.
Tess.
Yes.
She has been bit, and now she's going to die.
So still the beginning.
How are you feeling about it so far?
I like it. It's fun.
You don't think it's slow?
No, I haven't. No, not really.
So do you know a lot about it, though?
No, I've not. All I know, it had something to do with, like, zombie-like things, and that's all I knew.
Mushroom heads.
Yeah. Now that I know more about it, it's even more interesting. Mm-hmm. Like, I like that.
I love how they came up with the idea.
I think with that game, there's going to be a certain point where it goes from, like, this is interesting and cool to, like, whoa.
I got to figure out what the fuck happens.
There's a few moments like that in that game where it's like, whoa.
What was your first point?
Well,
without giving spoilers. Spoiler King.
Trying to think of the best way to word it. I don't know. You literally have to bring up people. I like the way they introduce characters in this
game. Can you give me and whoever else listens to this that knows about the game a certain setting in which...
It's just hard because I know he'll eventually get there.
Yeah, but he won't know.
Trying to think of a thing that you wouldn't... Toy? Does that do anything for you?
Okay, yeah.
You know who that is?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm literally trying to think of the only thing that you're not going to know.
I was thinking about that.
I mean, the intro to the game itself was fucking wild.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're running with your daughter, and you think your daughter's going to live, and then...
Yeah, you can spoil whatever you want as far as you got.
That's why I came out a while ago. That's why I wanted to play with you guys the first chapter, at least. Mm-hmm. Just to see your reaction from that.
So fucked.
Yeah.
So fucked.
There's a lot that happens in that game. And there's not that many characters in that game either.
Did you cry from this game?
I almost did. I got emotional at
I think
like
I did
two
too.
Points.
It was the first game to like bring out an emotion in me.
Yeah, I've never had a game do that to me. I mean, Fortnite pisses me off sometimes, but...
Fortnite.
How do you play that every day?
Not every... Oh, I mean, I would if I could, but...
Did you feel cheated when you didn't get to play for like a day or two? and that black hole thing was going on?
No, I was like, what the fuck is going on? I was intrigued. I liked the way they did that.
Did you see the little kid videos of them raging out?
Smacking his TV set.
Yeah.
Come on, man. What the heck, bro?
Saw one TikTok where people were like, one day without Fortnite, and all these guys are just fucking losing it. Someone was just like, had one of those automatic Nerf guns just shooting their friend in the ass.
Well, those kids can't masturbate yet, so they don't really have much else to do.
That's true. I guess.
You have a finite amount of resources with your time.
So much toxicity. Just built up in that little testicle.
I like the subtle one a lot.
The hidden one.
See how many times I could sneak that in without you noticing.
So what do you want to talk about The Last of Us? How they pushed the date back?
Yes.
Today?
Yeah. So what do you feel about game delays and stuff like that?
With this one, I don't care. Just because it's been so long already. Like, I'm obviously excited for it, but I'd rather them fix what they need to fix and put out an unfinished game.
Yeah, I agree. They did the same thing with Uncharted 4, and it turned out fine. Well, in my opinion.
I liked it.
Haven't played it.
I just didn't like it the second time.
But you... Okay, did you continue at all, or was that it for you?
After you played it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He doesn't like it anymore. He doesn't like Uncharted 4.
I enjoyed it. It's just I've played better games now.
I haven't played any of them. Any of the Uncharted games.
What would you have him start with?
Two?
Yep.
Really? Just skip one, go straight into two?
Mm-hmm. You can kind of play them out of order, I think. I played in reverse. I played 3-2 and then 1.
I played 2-3-1.
I bet whatever, if you do go through and play him, I bet out of 2 and 3, whatever one he plays first, he'll like better. Like, if he plays 3 before he plays 2, he'll probably like 3 better. If he plays 2 first, he'll like 2 better.
Possibly.
I mean, I want to try them.
They're good.
The biggest part of 2 for me was their online. That's what really hooked me into the game.
You didn't like the story?
I like the story, too, but the online, because they had that beta for online before it came out. Me and Damon were just going crazy for that.
Isn't it crazy that there's 6 Uncharted games?
No.
Like, I see lists when people list them out, and they always forget Golden Abyss.
Do you know how many Final Fantasy games there are? Probably like 20.
I know 13's in 3 parts. Do you count Kingdom Hearts games since they have those characters in it?
No.
No?
Wait, hold on. There are 6 Uncharted games?
Yeah. There's 1, 2, 3. There's Golden Abyss, which takes place between 1 or before 1, and then there's Lost Legacy,
which was like a PS4 DLC.
It was good too. You just don't play as Nathan Drake.
Were all of them, but they were all on like the consoles, not like
the Golden Vita. Abyss was the Vita. Oh,
okay, that makes sense.
It's better than 1 though, from what I understand.
That's not hard to beat.
I liked 1. Well, I like the redone version of 1.
So slow. Because they're still like figuring everything out.
Mm-hmm. That's how Crash was, too.
I think 2, they perfected it.
And yeah, I agree. And then 3 is like they're just continuing with like what's already perfect, in my opinion.
I'll have to try them out.
They're good.
Fuck, my bad.
What games do you play?
Well, recently I've only been playing 4. I haven't ran into a game. I played all the way through Red Dead. But 2? After you finish the story, yeah. After you finish the story, there's not much to do.
Except and replay it.
It's the story's so slow.
Oh no, I've replayed it and I'm having still so much fun.
Was it a choke? Because
I'm being an
asshole through
this time.
Well, I was an asshole the first time.
Oh, I was a good boy the first time.
I mean, I guess I could do that. It's just like all the cutscenes are so long, and Jesus, GTA is better. My opinion.
Ooh,
I'm not saying the story is better. Gameplay wise, it's much better.
I agree. I really like the gameplay of Red Dead 2. I hated that story though.
Again, I don't think the story is bad. I enjoy the ending. I enjoy what's going on in it. But like, it just takes so long to get to the point for them. I played over 40 hours to finish the story, which was wild for me. But then I play Spider-Man, which is obviously a phenomenal game.
Yeah.
Phenomenal game. And then I play my mobile Dragon Ball game a lot. Got Alec into it.
Yeah. You play Fighters?
I will play Fighters, but I don't play it often. Because, like, I don't have anyone to play with, and I can't play.
I mean, I'm not too hard to beat at Fighters, but.
Oh, I whooped his ass.
He doesn't block.
He's the. Yeah, that's. I'm too much of a fucking
rager. I literally
rager.
Told him, I'm like, look, just block. You'll be okay.
I just go Hulk smash mode. He's the only person who's beat me at Mario Kart.
Yeah, I can't do that.
He beats me like how I beat you, your little boy butthole.
Played like 8 races the other night. I think Alec beat me once.
At least 2 times.
But no more than 2.
Yeah, maybe 3.
And Jack went up to go get a piece of pizza, and that's when you beat him. He's like, I'm done. It was like game 9. He's like, ah. You go home yet?
It was me. I'm like, I'm fucking tired of this game.
He was ready to go home after the first 4 races, and Kate was like, no, we should stay. I'm like, yeah.
Jack's like, no, let me kick your ass some more before you leave. Okay.
Leave your cheeks red before you head out that door.
Yeah. I don't like to brag on my Mario Kart
skills.
Didn't
even give me some money for the cab home. I heard that one.
So what did you, we're going to go now into Star Wars. What'd you think of that trailer?
It's okay. I'm a little upset now because you showed me some spoilers.
It's weird that it gave you that impression because I thought it enhanced.
I didn't. There's a part in the trailer where it's pretty obvious.
So let's do a little breakdown because I'm seeing a lot of people do this where they're like kind of shitting on Force Awakens because they didn't like 8. And
Force
I think
Awakens.
That, yeah. Yeah. So people are hating on 8, and by proxy they're like, and you know what? You know, Force Awakens sucks too. It's like, whoa, slow down. I think Force Awakens is like one of the best of the series.
Yeah. Oh God, I was thinking Force Unleashed.
What?
I don't know. I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah, my dad hated it. I love Force Awakens, but my dad hated it. He thought it was just a copy of the original movies.
No, I still love that movie. It is obviously a copy of the older movies, mm-hmm. but it's still a good movie.
Yeah, I thought it was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nothing to really complain about.
Yeah, I saw, well, what I saw was somebody complaining, saying 8 ruined the story for him. So in turn, everything leading up to 8 ruined. So 7 leading into 8 just kind of ruined what was happening in 7.
The problem with 8 is that when it was too long and it didn't answer or do really anything to progress the story or characters.
In 8?
Yeah.
I feel the opposite. I think it did that just in the wrong ways.
You think it progressed the story?
I think it...
Out of a 3-hour movie, you think that was progression?
So, I think it was... Well, I don't know. I think the story definitely progressed and went on just in a shitty direction. So, it's like, took a really sharp left turn into a direction I didn't want it to go in at all. And I don't understand the thought behind it. You know, the more I think about it, I seriously don't think it's as bad as the prequels. I think that's silly. But I don't like what they did with Luke. I think they made Rey more boring. I really hate what they did with Luke.
Yeah.
That was so bad. Yeah. I cannot believe they did that. What a T on the T, and they just couldn't get up there and swing at it.
Yep.
Autistic cousin coming up there smacking it, couldn't figure it out, you know? But then
what?
Also super powered Leia was stupid.
Yes, that fills me with rage.
I don't know how they're going to dig out of that hole because I don't know. Do you think they're going to do her digitally?
To kill her.
Can they, though? Did they have enough footage to do that?
Well, what I've seen is that most of it, like 90% of the footage that they have with Leia, is recycled.
That, like the hug and all that?
Mm-hmm.
Like what?
But
what
that's
is the
thing.
The
that's the only thing that we're seeing from her in these trailers is the hug. So maybe that's just her, like, saying her goodbye there. Like, she's just done, and she walks away.
They could just start the next movie with her funeral. Bitch is old. It's believable.
Or do her digitally.
Or that, if you have to.
Apparently people were upset with the character they did digitally in Rogue One.
Tarkin.
Yeah. I thought it looked good.
Yeah, I did too.
I didn't even notice.
I mean,
I should have, because the dude's dead.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
Well, I knew he was animated going into the movie, so I could see how someone wouldn't notice.
I wasn't focused on that.
So what do you feel about Finn? I feel like Finn's the one saving grace. I still like Finn.
I feel like they fucked his story for the second installment.
Well, whatever his fucking girlfriend's name is.
Rose.
She barely has any lines in the next movie.
Which is what?
She barely has any lines in the next movie.
Good.
You didn't like Rose?
Her stupid fucking...
What don't you like about Rose?
What is her point?
See, that's what I don't like. I don't like Rose's story and her purpose, but the acting and...
Literally.
They could do better things with her. That's what I don't understand.
They added potential with her story at the very beginning when her sister dies.
I bet you anything they're going to try some fucking spinoff with that.
Nah.
No, I don't think that actress wants any part of the Star Wars series.
Well, I think that was their original intention.
Who fucking knows? He curveballed that shit and spiked the football on the ground, dude.
He's supposed to have his own Star Wars series.
Yeah, he's getting 3 movies.
He should not be working.
They should not be doing so much with Star Wars. Whatever.
Talk about spooky.
That was good.
Thank you.
So you said it like you just performed it. Did that on my Macintosh? I heard that one, by the way.
So,
talk about spooky. Jack's a spooky expert.
But how so? I don't.
Meaning that you probably partake in Halloween more than Chris and I combined.
Oh, that's fair.
So, what do you do? What are you dressing up as this year?
Well, we wanted to do 17 and 18 from Android 17, 18, but
aren't they related though?
Yeah.
It's kind of weird.
Not
part of the
18.
Costume. We were going to do that, but I don't think we're dressing up this year, specifically because...
Too old for that shit?
Our dog costs a lot of money.
Oh. You can make homemade costumes.
You're going to sweatpants Spider-Man right now.
Actually...
I could do that. Maybe
that
that's just
what
my
idea was going to be.
Well, you can't have
but
it
I'm
anymore.
Not
going
to spend that money. God, I walked into Halloween City a couple days ago, and for like a shitty little Halloween costume, it's $35.
That Buzz Lightyear one I bought was like 30 something.
That is so stupid.
And that's a shitty costume. The expensive ones are ridiculous. Ridiculous. There's some over there go over for over 100.
I honestly, I might get crucified for this, but I hate Halloween. I hate it.
I like the movies, though.
Yeah, I like scary movies. But, I mean, the holiday itself, I could live a full and happy life without.
But what do you, if you don't partake in it, then what do you hate about it?
It's just in the way of Christmas.
So
I could have a whole another month just for Christmas.
I don't care for Christmas.
Seems to be the two type of people in this world.
Look, I really like Halloween.
The superior and the inferior.
But Christmas is where it's at.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about.
Christmas is the second best holiday of the year.
Christmas is the cozy holiday where everyone's happy. All the good fucking movies are out. You're feeling good. Everything's good. Everything's peppermint.
What do you mean good movies? The Christmas movies?
Hell yeah. Yeah, I heard that one too. Jingle All the Way, A Christmas Story.
I fucking hate Christmas
The Grinch.
Movies.
I fucking hate The Grinch. The Santa Claus.
Hate the Santa Claus movies.
With Tim Allen.
God, so bad.
The Polar Express.
Are you fucking kidding me? You cannot be serious.
What else? I've realized something's a Christmas movie that we were watching. What was
Jack
it?
Snow?
No. Well, you know how like Die Hard's a Christmas movie in quotes? Yeah. There's something else that like takes place during Christmas. I can't remember what it was.
Iron Man 3?
Not that like, garbage.
I know Just Friends.
I fucking love that movie.
I was watching it. It's on Netflix.
With Ryan Reynolds? Right? Yes, that movie is so fucking funny. Oh my God, man. Dude.
Never seen
it. I fuck with that movie.
I've never seen someone like born to be in rom-coms.
Would you say Deadpool's a rom-com?
I would, yeah. Like one of the greatest rom-coms of all time.
It kind of it.
Yeah. It was a Valentine's Day movie when it came out.
Mm-hmm.
Just Friends?
No,
Deadpool.
Oh, yeah, it was.
Shazam's a Christmas movie.
Yeah.
Wow, see, all the Christmas movies are so bad.
All the sitcom shows have Christmas specials. What? You don't see a fucking Halloween like special.
The acting in it is so bad.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, but you like Batman vs. Superman as well. So.
Uh-oh. Oh, shit.
I hit something else.
What the fuck was that?
I don't know. Just the extra Meshuggah off that clip.
Hey.
We're not going to get into that. It's Halloween.
Now, let's talk about Christmas more. That's what we should do for a Halloween special.
Specials talk about how
I'll
much
walk
better
out. I will walk out.
Yo.
What's your favorite candy bar that you got on Halloween?
Butterfinger.
I like Kit Kats and Reese's Cups.
Ooh. Reese's Cup.
Can't go wrong with the Reese's Cup.
You know what my dad did like towards the end of my Halloween career?
Peed on you.
No. He
are you sure?
He would take all the candy bars and shit we got and put them in shakes.
Oh.
So like my sister would have like an Almond Joy one or whatever the fuck she got, and I'd have like a Reese's one.
You should call that the diabetic dream.
Have you ever done that? Do you have a blender?
Yes.
You should do that.
Dude, you know what's weird?
What?
Caitlin's family is really good at making milkshakes. And I don't know why.
Probably.
I've never had a milkshake better than theirs.
Well, they bring like boys to the yard.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad you're starting to realize when your jokes are bad.
Just to clarify, I have a fade out button, but I much prefer when it just cuts.
I heard that one too.
Yeah, I
this
snuck
game's
in like
not
two.
As fun as you thought.
I snuck in two
Did
that you
really?
Didn't catch. Yeah.
I'll delete it. What about you, Jack? What's your favorite candy? Or what was your favorite candy?
I was going to say.
The ones with the razor blades in it?
Yeah. I like to give those away. Used to be Reese's. Then it was Skittles.
Oh, yeah.
Then I ate too much, though. Now I'm not a huge fan of candy anymore. Ate way too much candy.
You know what Reese's are better? Is the Easter Reese's.
Yeah.
And those
always.
Big eggs.
Mm-hmm.
The peanut butter ratio is out of this world.
I agree.
I stole so many Reese's Cups from my...
I'm the Joker, baby!
One of my jobs.
You stole what?
The Reese's Cups.
We're talking.
Monsters. Corn dogs. Dude, I was thinking about those corn dogs the other day.
What? I had a corn dog so long.
Me neither.
Somebody was like cooking them at my work. And I was like, it was triggering me. I was like, man, that corn dog smells real good.
Corn dogs are good. Underrated food.
Remember
you know
those
what?
Jalapeno ones?
You know what? We're done. Are we done with Halloween? You got anything else?
No, we can keep going. What's your favorite movies? Alien.
It. No,
new ones?
Conjuring. Conjuring 1 and 2, probably.
Halloween.
That's a good one. Which
the
one?
Original
I've never
Halloween.
Seen them.
Original. What'd you think of the new one?
I like the new one. I like that it basically only made... The original Halloween canon, and, like, cut out everything else. That was pretty cool.
We watched As Above, So Below last night.
That's an interesting movie.
It was better than that fucking Stephen King one we watched.
You should watch that Paul Rudd that show.
I want to.
I saw the first. It
was it spooky?
No.
Oh.
But it's good.
Talk about spooky movies.
I do want to see that. Did you guys see the Haunting of Hill House?
Mm-mm.
No.
You guys haven't seen that show?
I saw The Exorcism of Emily Rose.
Hmm. Have you seen The Exorcism of Jane Doe?
No.
That one's interesting because they're doing... Oh, The Autopsy of Jane Doe. Autopsy of Jane Doe. And they're doing an autopsy. And then can't figure out who she is and all this shit. And then
that sounds like
some
a...
spooky shit starts happening.
That sounds like a Hulu movie.
It's a Netflix movie. What the fuck?
It's an eggplant video.
Eggplant? You mean the grapefruit?
Oh, yeah.
Stupid, bro.
They're both purple.
I got one more topic. If
any Halloween
over.
Advice? We were going to do a haunted house segment.
But you're too much of a pussy.
I'm too much of a pussy, and it just didn't work out this year. Oh, well.
They're expensive, too, though. They're like so 14 expensive. Bucks.
Yeah, I'd rather not pay a lot of money to shit
Indie
my
Screen
pants.
Park's a good value.
What is the $30. Deal with... Why do people like that? Going
scared?
To those. Yes. I hate it.
Depends who you are. Yeah, it depends who you are when you go in. I worked at that one for
my little heart is too weak for that shit.
The one in Anderson, which is good.
You worked
but
at Indie Screen Park?
No, the Stillwater Manor.
Okay.
That one's good, by the way. Like, I thought it would be some rinkety-dinkety bullshit on the side of the road stuff, but it's, like, professionally done.
The one at the old movie theater?
Mm-hmm.
Do they still do that?
Oh, yeah. It's super elaborate, too.
Is it cheap?
No. Yeah. It's about as much as Indie Screen Park.
And it's just one time through?
Yeah, I think it's like a 2 hour long.
Oh, fuck. Okay,
two
that's long.
Hours?
Damn.
It's movie length.
No thanks.
It's scary, too.
There was a rich guy in my neighborhood as a kid who would always do a free haunted house for the entire neighborhood every year. You know who I'm talking about? Mm. You went to those, too?
Oh, really? One. Yeah.
There was one that, like, scarred me for life, and it was the one where he brought out a chainsaw.
Were you terrified by chainsaws?
After that, I was. Some big fucker charging at me with a chainsaw on, but the chain was out, and I thought I was going to die.
Dude, we had a train horn at my haunted house, and that shit was scary as fuck, because it was so loud, and, like, it's in the middle of, like, there was a steam... area where it was a bunch of pipes and like steam blowing out. It wasn't hot steam. It was just like, I think just fog being shot, but it looked like it. And there's a train horn in there. And it was all very echoey because of the pipes. It scared the shit out of people.
See, there's a documentary on Netflix. I can't remember what it's called. But it's basically about like different people in different kinds of haunted houses. And there's one guy specifically who basically he tortures people. Like, will hold them underwater for, like, extended amount of time. Like, basically, like, one woman he convinced to do it, he, like, kept her in a freezer for hours at a time. And he calls it a haunted house. And, like, he says he scares people. But, like, it's sadistic. It's fucked up.
It's on
up.
Netflix?
Yeah. This
What's it called?
I gotta look it up. I can't remember.
I'm interested.
It's actually fucking disgusting. He'll make them throw up. Like, he'll shove his fingers in their mouth, make them throw up. And then, like, one time...
That doesn't sound like a haunted house, dude.
That's what I'm saying. He says it's a haunted house. And he's like, I don't know why I'm criticized for this. And he just, like, he films the whole thing.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's not a haunted house, dude.
No.
Hopefully these people are signing waivers.
They do.
Okay.
That's the fuck. They know what they're getting into. They've seen the videos because he posts them online.
All power to him.
There was one where he...
gotta make that bread.
Told these... friends to like wait on the side of the road, then he kidnaps them. Like, he like physically abuses these people, throws them into a back van. They're being tortured separate places, and at one point he's like gets a call on the radio saying that this buddy's friend is dead. Like, this guy's friend is dead, and he's like, oh fuck, oh god, well hold right here, you keep drowning him, I'm gonna go check on this other thing over here. And the guy's freaking out because he thinks his friend's dying. And then he's continuing to be shoved in the water. It's fucked up.
Yeah.
It's super fucked up.
Eagle will get in trouble for using that clip.
What?
Because it's not out yet.
The Joker? Get what you fucking deserve! Well, it's been like 2 weeks.
No, I know.
I think that's fair game.
Yeah. What's an underrated food? Because you mentioned a corn dog. Is there anything else that gets your willy wet? Like you're like, you smell it and you're like, mac and cheese. What?
Those little weenies.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Like cocktail weenies.
Yeah. Pigs in a blanket. Croissant.
Man, you like hot dogs, dude. That's why the 4th of July is the best holiday, because there's so many hot dogs and hamburgers.
I hate you, Chris.
You really...
You set him up.
Oh, my God. We had this discussion before. We all went around and talked about our holiday, our favorite holidays, and Chris said his was 4th of July because he gets hot dogs and hamburgers. And I was like, literally, like, you could have that any other day of the year. It doesn't have to be 4th of July.
But they're more fun on the 4th of July because you're outside.
The side of fireworks.
No, I'm just being outside.
You can go out.
Dude, I can't eat outside all the time. There's bugs.
There's bugs in your bed, too, but you still sleep there.
There's bugs in...
Oh, my asshole. Well, that was a fun episode. I have to go pick up Modern Warfare. Any last? You ready to get out of here? Is your brain?
Yeah, all those fart noises are killing me.
You get used to it. Chris?
What?
What's your Halloween costume this year?
I'm going as Buzz Lightyear.